my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org for the recording date of Sunday, October the 6th, 2013. Now let's continue with this Sunday school lesson. We're in verse 9, chapter 15, the book of Genesis. And we want to go back over these animals that were provided in this covenant and see what we can learn about our attitudes toward ourselves, particularly the poor working class masses of the oppressed peoples of the earth, as these scriptures from Genesis to Revelation were recreated, recreations of the verses and scripture and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the zodiac, the universe, creation, sun, moon, stars, planets. All of this is provided for us that we may know ourselves and know the power of the Most High within ourselves and fulfill that original covenant we made with the Most High in our pre-incarnate reality with the Most High, that we promised that if the Most High would prepare a body for us, that we as the Christ Spirit would inhabit that body prepared by the Most High and stand for freedom, justice, and equality. Verse 9 again, and he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Now let me see, heifer again. 5, 6, 9, 7, egla. And the root is, let me see, a calf, a bullock, and the root to that is round, and the commentary on that talks about a bullock, a heifer broken in to work, giving milk, yoked to the plow of 3 years old. So look at ourselves as being able to work, for the Most High and work for the poor working class masses of the people. We're looking at animal husbandry. We're looking at agribusiness. You see, the whole idea is Abram, whose name is changed to Abraham, is looking for an heir, looking for someone to inherit all that he has and go on to inherit land and wealth and resources. This is a directive, not just for a little piece of land, but this is a directive to the poor working class masses of the people, that we are the children of Abraham International, and that we must rise up and take this earth from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So look at all that is gained from a cow, a calf on a farm, and look at ourselves as having all manner of talents and attributes that are to be used to liberate the poor working class masses of the people of the earth. And the next animal in this verse is the goat. 5795, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, A's is how you pronounce that word. Female goat, she goat, a kid. And the root to that is 5810, Azaz. Hebrew side, to be strong, to be strong, to prevail, to make firm, to strengthen. So in the positive, the GOAT stands for strength, and the poor working class masses of the people need to be strengthened and be strong and made firm in our conviction that the Most High has called us to rise up and liberate this whole earth and universe from the power of the wicked. Now, we know that on the negative side, that the GOAT began to stand for sin. And in the ceremonies of the African Hebrew Israelite nation, Yom Kippur, that's an African tradition, once a year, standing up, repenting to the Most High, saying to the Most High, we are sorry for participating in a system of privatized and parasitic capitalism, slavery, exploitation, colonialism. We are sorry. And then the GOAT was metaphorically used, and the sins of the nation were put on the GOAT, and the GOAT is called a scapegoat, and the GOAT ran into the wilderness, symbolizing that we are putting away our sinful nature, sinful actions of participating in slavery, colonialism, exploitation. So when you look at a five-pointed star, this is from my brother Archangel McIntock. Some of the information on the zodiac I got from this brother. And he talks about the GOAT and the five-pointed star. Now, the five-pointed star upright signifies the Sirius star system, the Sirius star, and the star in general, and the female, and the female and the star represent justice, which is why you have in your court systems women with scales, because the woman, black woman first, but all women symbolize justice. And the Eastern star, that female division of the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Masonic Order, the female division is the Eastern Star. But they took that star from Africa and turned it upside down. And the upside down star replicates the facial structure of the GOAT. And so the five star upside down is mankind and womankind pumping energy into the earth and into self, and the five-pointed star right side up is energy pumping into the spirit world, drawing spirit world knowledge and wisdom down to the earth. But when you flip it upside down, that star, now your energies are only pointing to your lower, watch this, sisters, lower desires, lower passions, passions and desires disconnected from the power of the spirit can be used against ourselves and used against each other. The organizations, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, that rose up in the 60s, that stood up against colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. The government of the United States of North America, CIA, FBI, sent in infiltrators into our organizations to solicit us into sexual escapades or tempt us with money, meaning taking our passions, and because they were disconnected from the spirit Most High power, then the passions can be used against us, and that's how our organizations were busted up. So this GOAT has many symbologies and meanings, but on the positive side, the GOAT represents strength, and we must have strength to control our lower passions. This is what we, the poor working class masses of the people, need. The next animal is the ram. 352 is the ram. Ayil, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, a ram a ram as food or sacrifice, a ram as skin dyed red for the tabernacle, a pillar, doorpost, jambs, pilaster. Let me see what this word pilaster is defined as. The word pilaster is defined as an architectural element in classical architecture used to give the appearance of a supporting column and to articulate an extent of the wall, a rectangular column, one projecting from a wall. So it's a type of decoration, a type of structure that it looks that it can be used to support, or it can just be used as an ornament, decoration. So strong, and this word also means strong man, leader, and chief, a mighty tree, a terebinth. Let's see what this word terebinth is defined as. Terebinth has to do with trees, has to do with plants and trees, a plant that is a tree. Let's see what else we can see about the, yeah, various tree plants. So a ram, we are to be a ram. You've heard of ram tough? We have to be tough, sisters and brothers. We have to be strong because we know that our mission as heirs of the Most High, as joint heirs with Christ, we are to stand up and be strong leaders, prepare the babies, prepare the youth to be the strong ones, the mighty ones, the noble ones. The root is ooh, 193 Hebrew side, prominence. We want our youth to be prominent because the wicked ruling class and families are prominent now. So this teaches us that we have to organize and work to remove the wicked ruling class and ruling families and elevate the masses to prominence and teach the youth and the babies that they are noble and that they have a great wealth that is within them because they are little mini universes full of minerals and resources spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. We need to be the seed of the Most High, the egg of the Most High. We need to be the heir of the Most High and joint heirs with Christ. The next animal is the turtle dove, 8449. Dove, turtle dove. It's a word that is used to denote endearment for a beloved female used of the people of Israel. Those that are especially dear to thee, now afflicted and timid. So this describes the condition of the African Hebrew Israelite nation going through slavery, going through colonialism and exploitation, being destroyed. Remember Africa Kemet, Africa Hebrew were enslaved by the Hyksos and were made timid, meaning unsure of yourself, not able to move, afraid and scared. And this is the condition of the poor working class masses of the people, not having confidence in ourselves, not having belief in ourselves, not believing that the Most High loves us, because the system constantly teaches that if you don't have correct pedigree, and if you don't have correct pedagogy, pedigree has to do with your bloodline. If you're not connected to the 13 ruling class and ruling families, and if you're not connected to the affiliated ruling families, Pedagogy has to do with education. If you have not been degreed from Oxford and Cambridge and these highfalutin schools that crank out the mentality of the wicked ruling class, if we're not a part of that echelon, then we are timid and afraid to move and exercise. And so we're the turtle dove. The Most High loves us, but many of us don't believe that the Most High loves us. I have a beautiful little sister, about five maybe. Her name is Genesis, and she said, God doesn't love me. I had to hurry up and say, listen, my little sister, God loves you. At five, where did she get the idea that God does not love her? She comes to church and she hangs out with us every week at church, but somehow she began to believe in her mind that God doesn't love her. Is it the school that she goes to? Is it the company she keeps outside of church, or is it in church? I don't know. Is it her physical family? Somewhere she got the idea that God doesn't love her. So I had to hurry up and tell my beautiful little sister Genesis that God loves you. And we, the masses, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, poor working class, we look at our condition and we say, well, God must love the house of Rothschild. God must love the Oppenheimers. They have everything and we have nothing, so God must not love us. But it's not true. We are the people of the Most High, and the Most High loves us. The word, is it young pigeon, is 1469, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, gozal. This is a masculine noun, and I've been forgetting to share the masculine or feminine quality part of speech of the word, but this is a masculine noun. And the young bird is related to the dove and chirps. And the root of this word is gazal, which is a verb, which means to tear away, seize, plunder, tear off, pull, rob, take away by force, to be robbed. Now, this seems to me to indicate our condition, that the wicked ruling class and ruling families have robbed from us, taken our land, wealth, resources, disconnected us from knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the universe in order to seize and to plunder us and destroy us. But we know that the Most High is sufficient for us, and we are encouraging ourselves to get up and stand up and be strong and take this earth from the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Let me see about this part of speech. Yeah, the turtle dove is a feminine noun. This is sacred masculine. Now, the taking and the plunder, sacred, no, this turtle dove is sacred feminine turtle dove. Dove of peace, right? The young pigeon was the sacred masculine, the act of taking. So the verb and the act of taking and plundering can be seen in a positive light, because we are going to take the earth and the universe from the wicked and the ruling class wicked families and give it to the poor and the working class masses of the people. Let me see about that ram. I believe the ram is sacred masculine. And let's see, the goat, she goat, would have to be sacred feminine. So we want to keep track with these attributes that are masculine and feminine. So verse 10, and he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each one against another, but the birds he divided not. So he cuts the ram, the cow, and the goat in half, divides them. This is an African ritual. Some of my sisters and brothers who are involved in voodoo may say, hey, this is a voodoo ritual. And they would be correct, because this is African covenant, sacrifice, splitting animals in two, making a covenant with the power of the Most High. We don't want to only speak of the Most High. We want to commune and communicate with the Most High and make covenant with the Most High. Vodou, Juju, Dogon. These are African rituals that we're talking about. So he divided the pieces of the animal, laid them next to one another, and in the midst, middle, midst, into, among, of number of persons, between, of things arranged by twos, from, among, as to take or separate. And so I'm looking at these animals as representing persons, people, and that symbolically we take attributes and talents and characteristics, and we take those attributes and characteristics, and with the Most High we covenant and say we're going to use these attributes and characteristics, O Most High Father and Most High Mother. We're going to use these characteristics to free up the masses of the people, free up the poor working class masses, and take this earth from the wicked and provide this earth for the poor and the working class masses of the people. And so the birds he did not divide. And we move to verse 11. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. The fowls, 5861, Hebrew side. Bird of prey, a swooper, ayit. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. A masculine noun. Birds of prey, ravenous birds. Ravenous, let me see if I can hit that word ravenous right quick. Because this is a description of the wicked ruling class and how they swoop down upon we, the masses, and they plunder and they rape and they steal and they destroy. Ravenous is defined as very greedy, greedy for food, satisfaction, gratification. So here these carcasses of the animals. And the carcasses of the animals represent people and attributes of people. Yes, universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, creation, and the very earth and the animals all are representations of characteristics and attributes of the Most High, and characteristics and attributes and talents that are within people. And so the birds of prey come down and see the carcasses and want to swoop down and take the carcasses. The word carcass is a corpse, a carcass of man or animal. A monument or a stela, and a monument and a stela or stone has to do with the tombstone. So look at the condition of the poor working class masses of the people, slain by the system, destroyed by the system, and the birds of prey, the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, through their politicians, through warfare and bloodshed and the system of death, hell, and destruction swoop down to feed off the carcasses. That scripture, was it? Where the eagle are gathered together, so where the carcass is, so shall the eagles be gathered together. St. Matthew chapter 24, where Yahushua is speaking of the black man and woman as the African Hebrews, as the sons and daughters of light and lightning, and not only black people, but poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We are made the carcass by this system of colonialism, slavery, exploitation. In this scripture in Genesis, back to Genesis, the birds of prey, seeing the carcasses, swooping down to feed off the carcasses. So what does Abraham do? Abraham does what we must do. Abraham drove them away, or Abram as he is known at this point. Drove them away, Nashav, 5380, to blow, to cause to blow, to disperse, to drive away. So he's swatting at the air, throwing blows. And so we are to organize together and protect the vulnerable masses of the people who are being destroyed by the system, killed and plundered by the system. We see the birds of prey. We see the wicked ruling class. We see how they gather together even right now to use the system to further destroy the people. The government shutdown that we see going on right now. 18% or 15% of those suffering are black people. But what about the working class white people as well? So we look at this situation and we can give analysis and see that neither party cares for their constituents. Poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, the Democratic Party is not created to fulfill your needs, our needs and desires. Poor working class white people who believe in the Republican Party. The Republican Party does not care about your needs and your desires. Let me go ahead with my brain right now. There is an article written in the New York Times, written by Cheryl Gay Stolberg and Mike McIntyre. And let me go ahead and take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.